Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It's Sunday, a must-win game against the Los Angeles Rams. I do believe it is. Hugh, are you confident to win on Sunday? This Rams team is weird. Like, they're 5-5. You would think average. But they do have, I would say...
They got some decent players,
yeah, man. I would say 7 or 8, like, really high-end players. Stafford, the two receivers. Their running back is a good player, Kyron Williams. And then defensively, they've got some young guys they drafted the last couple of years, including Jared Verse and him and Quinyon going head-to-head for Rookie of the Year. So they're not your typical 500 team. They've got good players.
Yeah, they do. And you talk about this team, man. And I was telling you the other day, their defensive line, who is it? I was talking about the Brian Young, Byron Young,
Kobe Turner,
and Jared Verse.
And Verse,
man, and Brandon. I think it's Braden Fisk.
Yeah,
they got like 5 sacks. Like they got.
Yeah, they could play.
They average across the line. They got like 4 or 5 dudes across that line that got like at least 5 sacks, and they're young. They can get after the quarterback, and their quarterback is a seasoned vet. He's the most seasoned guy you've seen all year long, and as well as Cooper and Quinyon have played, you know, some of these crafty quarterbacks, man, they fool you with those eyes. And, you know, he got some guys that can make some plays. I could see going into this game and their coach trying to spin the young guys like a top. What'd I do?
No, you didn't do anything. Just
I thought
No, you're good. This is not about you.
No, I'm saying because I was like, dang, did I mess up? Did I say
something? No, you cook, just cook. Unlike our caller last segment, I'm letting you cook.
No, because I'm thinking about what potentially could happen. I don't think they're going to get outclassed. I don't think that. But it could be a little bit of a struggle. Because like I said, this is probably the best quarterback you're facing so far this season.
I would say.
Outside of Joe. Well, you know, Joe Burrow's good. But this guy has seen a lot. There's a lot that Stafford has seen that. You know, he's been in the league a long time, seen a lot.
Is it the best combination of quarterback and two receivers, right? Like, because Cincinnati, remember Higgins didn't play? It was just Chase?
Yeah, and I'm thinking.
They got to shut down two guys this time.
I'm thinking about, who do we play at the Falcons? Kirk Cousins?
In London.
He's decent.
In London, but they don't have a second guy that scares you.
Stafford, to me, is the best quarterback you're facing thus far this season. As I'm looking through the schedule, yeah, he's the best.
Sounds like you got a little trepidation about this game.
No trepidation. I'm still, listen.
You hear it, Kyle?
I have resigned.
Of course. Yeah. We can tell when it's scared, Douglas.
See, here y'all
we know.
No.
It's a little plant-based.
It's me trying to drop a little knowledge. Y'all, every time I do, y'all do me like the callers do. Man, ain't nobody trying to hear that of you. Nobody cares.
I don't give a shit.
We let you cook, but first we got to let you know you're plant-based.
Yeah. I just say he's a pretty decent quarterback, man.
Oh, he's a borderline Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
For sure?
Yeah, I think so.
Have we decided that? Is Matthew Stafford's a for
he
sure
won a Super
Hall of...
You know, nowadays, if you win a Super Bowl, everybody's a Hall of Famer. Eli's going in at some point.
Well, he got
y'all
two,
get ready.
But he has two.
Yeah, but y'all get ready because everybody's talking, oh, Eli.
Well, that list, you see the list came out yesterday of the candidates.
I know Richmond Webb is on the list.
Who's Eli's on it. Keekly. I'm trying to think of the newer guys.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Eric Allen's on the list again.
Yeah, he's gonna go. He's gonna go.
Look, I respect Stafford. He's a really good quarterback.
This is first year for Eli?
Like first year on the ballot?
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll go.
He'll go. It's a matter of when he goes in. All right, 215-592-9494. We're gonna get to a lot of the Sixers stuff, but we needed to pass this along. Joel Embiid, questionable tonight. Left knee injury management.
This is a joke, frankly.
So there it is. Sixers and the Nets tonight. All right, is this a must-win for the Philadelphia Eagles? I believe it is because if you want the one seed and the Eagles want the one seed, which they should and I believe need to get to the Super Bowl, then this game is huge. So here's how it works. I was going through it this morning. Tiebreaker scenarios for the number one seed. The number one tiebreaker would be head-to-head. We don't play the Lions this year, so throw that out the window. So here are the tiebreakers and how they go, 1, 2, 3, 4. The number one tiebreaker will be conference record. This is a conference game. It's huge. The Lions are 6-1 in the conference. The Eagles are 5-2, so we're a game behind them there. The next tiebreaker will be common opponents. So these teams have five common opponents that they each play. Bucks, Rams, Packers, Cowboys, and they each play one of those teams twice. So it goes into five, right? Bucks, Rams, Packers, Cowboys are the four common opponents. They play the Packers twice. We play the Cowboys twice. Here's why this game's so big, Hugh. Common opponents. The Lions right now are 3-1 against this group of teams that each team plays.
Mm-hmm.
We're 2-1. Okay, we lose this game. That's our second loss. So you play this out 3 weeks from now when the Lions play the Packers. If they beat the Packers, it's over. We can't win a tiebreaker against the Lions. Like if the Eagles lose to the Rams and the Lions beat the Packers, the tiebreaker is over. We cannot top the Lions in a tiebreaker. That makes this game so huge. After that, it would be strength of victory, which would be challenging for the Eagles. But the way I view it is the Eagles have two paths to the one seed. They either got to top the Lions in record, which maybe they could, or they got to have all the tiebreakers lined up. And the only way they're going to have these tiebreakers lined up is if they win this game Sunday against the Rams. I wonder if they feel the gravity of this game. Because you look at the schedule, Hugh, that game next week's got more like gravitas to it, right?
It does. But this is the one you need.
This is the one you need.
I think they do. And there's still a lot of football left to be played. And as I look at the Detroit Lions schedule, it's not – I mean, when you look at some of the teams, like I said, you still got to see the Bears twice. I think there's a good chance they split with them there. They beat the Packers the first time. So there's potentially, and they got to see the Bills.
How many losses?
There's potentially three losses there. So there that could kind of even things up for you. So this is probably going to come down to who has the most losses, even though the strength of schedule or whatever. But it has to be the losses. If I was betting, they're not going to lose to the Colts this weekend, I don't think.
I agree with you.
It has to be the Bears, Packers.
The Bills is a tough game.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, the Lions are 9-1. How many losses do you think they end with? 3 or 4?
I was thinking in my head 3.
So they go.
No. When I say 3, I mean three more because they got one.
So they end at 13-4.
Yeah.
What is the Eagles' final record? We still have the Ravens, Steelers, Commanders, and this game.
13. Say Ravens, Steelers, and Commanders.
I think the Eagles' final record is 13-4.
I was thinking 14-3.
Well, then there you go. Then they top them.
Yeah. But it would be nice. It would be in a perfect world.
Well, let me put it this way. Are they going to get to 14-3 without this win over the Rams?
I think so. I think it's possible.
Well, they'd have to win out.
Yeah.
Because this would be their third loss.
I think it's possible because it's getting so tight down
win
the stretch.
Win out Douglas over here.
I think it's getting so tight down
the
stretch.
Table, Douglas.
Would anything else surprise you is if we go out here and say not play our best game. I'm not going to say we get blew out. Would that surprise you and then we run the table the rest of the way? Because it just feels like when we watch this team for the last couple of weeks, it hasn't been scary, but it hasn't been comfortable. Is that a fair assessment?
I think a lot of the stretch has
been
like that.
A lot of the trepidation has been for us in the first half of games.
Yeah.
You know, but we get them going. I feel like with this quarterback and these receivers, this is gonna be a tough one for us.
I know you're worried about this game. I feel it.
I'm not worried about it.
You kind of just said they could win out after they lose this game.
I'm not worried about it. And no matter what I say, I'm gonna be worried, Wart Douglas.
Well, I'm feeling it.
No, I look at it, and I'm weighing all the different intangibles in this game. Best quarterback you've faced, the most seasoned quarterback that you've faced. He's faced a lot of rookies.
He's a good
player.
And
he's spun a lot of rookies like a top.
Oh, Fangio, you mean?
Well, I'm talking about Stafford.
Stafford on the other side has gone against rookie DBs.
Yeah, and the one thing that I think that teams have not been able to do, you saw it like one time against the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
They confused the defense so much so that they got a score with Zach Vaughn. Lost in coverage. They were able to score off of that. I feel like Sean McVay is going to try to do more of that because here's the bottom line, people. When you can get a defense moving and you got guys back there that don't know what to do in their assignments, that's where you tend to make big plays because people make mistakes. And this defense has done a great job for the last couple of weeks of not making mistakes. Sean McVay is one of the most innovative offensive coordinators in the game.
I think you've hit something that we missed the first, 40 minutes of this show.
What's that?
This is also the best coach we've gone up against the entire season.
And that's why I feel like this will be a game. You're going to go a good offensive coordinator and a damn good defense coordinator. This is a chess match.
This is not just the best coach we've gone up against this year. It's probably by far the best coach. Like, who's even second?
Yeah.
LaFleur, I would say, I guess, is the second best coach. McCarthy that we've seen this year. So that's a good point. 215-592-9494. I'll just frame it very simply.
It took me a while to get there.
You hit the McVay point. The only person I think that doesn't think McVay's a better coach than Sirianni is Elliott. You see his rankings this week. He posted his rankings on the differences between elite, average, and all parts of the team. I think he had Sirianni all the way in the elite, and he had McVay bordering average and elite. McVay.
Yeah, that's
a lot. It was a lot. Will in the Northeast, and then we'll get you set up here for Hughes Clues. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, happy Friday.
Hey,
Friday,
Will.
Man.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, listen. Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
I totally agree. Just like I said yesterday, that defense is the main thing that worried me. You know, they got both their top receivers back. You know, it's going to be a dogfight. You know what I'm saying? And I believe, like, if we go in with a great game plan. I'm hoping they plan for this game. See, that's the only thing that I'll be worried about is how much did they study them tapes?
Oh, they definitely studied.
Yeah, and my thing is, like I was saying yesterday, I don't think Jalen going to have a lot of time in that pocket. Now, I wanted to ask you real quick, what about Smith? Is he going to play or they...
Devontae?
Yeah, we're not sure. So he didn't practice either the last 2 days. Well, today's going to be big. If he doesn't practice today, he's probably not going to play. Now, we'll see. Sirianni's going to speak at 11:40. We'll air it. I'm sure he'll be asked about this. And then we'll see if he's on the field. I think it's pretty up in the air right now.
All right. So I'm going to say, even if he don't play, you know, we got backup players. And like I said, I've been waiting to see it, and I don't want him to be out. But if he is out, it's time to activate Dotson, man. I think the Bulls hungry, man. I've been saying this for a while, and like I said, every ball he done thrown to him these last few games, he been catching. So I think this is a good game to activate him. And the score that I think is going to be is like yesterday. What was it, 24-19? It's going to be a close defensive, nail-biting game.
He workshopped that thing, Joe.
It could be. I like that. That's a unique score, Will. I like that. Good phone call, Will. 24-19. Will thinks it's tight. Yeah, we'll find out more about Devontae later in the show. All right, before we go any further here, we have a prize to give away, a $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. Are you down to fondue? Melting Pot
fondue!
Is offering an all-new down to fondue happy hour available at the bar. Enjoy half off cheese and chocolate fondue dates.
Like
and times may vary. Visit meltingpot.com for details. Today we're gonna play a little game we like to call Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
See, so yesterday y'all kind of took advantage of the situation a little bit because I was having some car issues. So y'all got Hughes Clues before I even got out the car.
I know, it was pretty unbelievable.
Yeah,
that's on you. Yeah.
So you know me, I'm petty. And I have ego issues. I'm going to make it real hard for y'all today. I'm just going to put it out there right now. So this is the first clue. Listen up. This person is an actor with a vast IMDb.
All right, there
get
it is.
Get that one.
First
go for
clue,
it.
Clue, actor
get
with
get that one in the first 5 minutes of the show. How about you?
Vast IMDb. Yeah, you really took it personally yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was like, damn, I didn't even get out of the car.
Well, you weren't here yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
You planned the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that one's on you. All right. Actor Vast IMDb is your first clue today for Hughes Clues. $50 gift card to the Melting Pot on the line today. 215-592-9494. Let's go to JT in Langhorne. What's up, JT?
Yo, what's up, folks? Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Hey, JT, what's up?
Yo, you my dog. You my big dog. You want to reason I listen to the show, bro.
But
if you don't give a baby a bottle, man, you don't stop all that whining and crying about
JT, before... Before you go in on me, let me. Yes, so you listen to this show a lot, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So when I talked about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I was trying to explain to you about like I am now, what could potentially happen? How did you feel? Did you feel I was being a baby then?
Not, bro. Different context.
I didn't know. No, JT. This is a yes or no question. Did you feel like I was being a baby then?
No, you was on point. I agree with
okay,
you.
Okay, so JT, all I'm doing is I put deep thought into some of this analysis. I know it might not sound like it on a day-to-day basis, but I'm thinking when I have these takes, I workshop these takes. And it, so much so that Joe asked me a question in a meeting, and I look at him like he's crazy because I'm trying to figure out how I feel about it. So it's not I'm not being scared. What I'm doing is, like, trying to analyze how it could potentially go. You see what I'm saying? So I know that you ain't trying to hear that. Huh? You ain't trying to hear that.
It sounds like a long way of saying Hugh scared of the Rams.
Go say what you got to say, JT. You trying to hear nothing? I'm trying to say
at all, right? Because I was at the game last year. I'm going to the game this year. I leave out tomorrow probably for the game. We beat them last year with the same offense they got this year with a worse defense. And we got a better offense this year. So how do you figure, and I get what you're saying, Sean McVay is the better coach. I 110% agree with that. But how is he going to beat us when we're the better talent and a better team?
Did you see their defensive line, though? They got a defensive line. They get after the quarterback.
No, the young guy's good. Number 8, I forgot his name.
No, it's a couple young guys. There's a couple young guys they got over there. They got a couple cats over there that can get after the quarterback.
You think it's better than our defense, though?
I think that the biggest thing that we talked about with this defense of ours this year, they're coming along lately, but we are not a team that gets after the passer a whole lot. They do. They get after the quarterback, but that's not my issue. My issue is you're going against a veteran quarterback who's probably forgotten more football right now at this level than those two young corners that we have seen so far. So that's what I'm –
That's you like what I'm. Better than Joe Burrow and Jordan Love. We
already seen. JT, listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying that they can't play, but this is the best quarterback that they're gonna face. We've played against tomato can quarterbacks. That's all I'm saying.
Joe Burrow, he leads the league in passing yards right now. He's a tomato.
And he was one receiver down.
Right, they have both. JT,
they got both their receivers.
I think Burrow right now is better than Stafford. Obviously, Stafford's more experienced. But that day against the Bengals, they only had hit Chase. They didn't have Higgins. Stafford does have both Kupp and Nakua on Sundays. That makes it a challenge.
Boo-hoo. They had him last year when we beat him.
JT, I hear you.
Hugh and I watched that game in an Eagles bar in Atlanta. That place was awesome.
That was packed.
That was a cool place.
ATL, shorty.
Yes, sir.
JT, what do you got for us? Give us a guess here. Hugh's Clues, an actor with a vast IMDb page.
A what page?
IMDb.
Like, you his know, movie, the movie, his, the movie, his
They've
movie page.
Done a lot of different kinds
He's
of
done
movies.
A movie, yeah, a lot of different movies.
Come on, you better have said this. I guess Denzel Washington, I don't know. Come
That's a
on.
Good guess. Sure. He's got.
You know what's funny? We were talking about Denzel this morning.
It's not the answer, JT.
No,
good phone
not.
Call. Enjoy. He's
going to L.A., yeah.
It's usually a takeover. Elliot is out there already.
Yeah.
I think our brand manager, Rod, forgot when we called him this morning in the meeting. Elliot, groggy at 6:30 L.A. time, answered the phone.
Well, he was up. I had texted him before that.
Yeah, I know. So. But, like, he didn't sound fully awake. You could be awake. I'm awake every day at 6:30. I don't want to talk to anybody. It's a little different.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, JT was a little bit upset with me.
Well, I think actually
It's not just him, it's everybody.
Well,
people don't like that scary talk, man.
Kyle,
it's not scary talk.
It confirmed to me something you said. It was a Freudian slip. Something you said confirmed you're worried about this game.
What's that?
Well, you said, remember when I told you about the Bucks game? They lost that game, and you were right to be worried,
no,
and you're comparing your feeling
that. You know if we
that,
lose, you're going to be, I told you so, Dodgers Monday.
Yeah. No, first of all, I was defending my takes because every time, for whatever reason, I try to give analysis, you're just being a scaredy cat. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I thought this out. I mean, for the most part, I thought it out.
I know you did. I didn't and think you came just, in here willy-nilly.
Yeah, people think I'm being willy-nilly or being scaredy cat. I'm
well,
not
you
being scared.
No, I think you are thoughtful, but you're also scared. Let's go to Dustin in the Northeast. What's up, Dustin?
Hi, Joey G.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Dustin.
Yeah, before I get into it, dude, I just got to tell you guys have the most entertaining show on the station. It's you guys are like Like an Oreo, perfect mix. Got a little vanilla, chocolate. It's
we kind of are like a reverse Oreo. Oreo. You know?
Yeah, it's like a reverse
it's
Oreo.
A reverse.
Well, they have those. You ever have the
I have not.
The golden Oreo.
The golden Oreo.
The golden Oreo. I haven't had
I got to be honest. They're not quite. They're not even close
to
this.
They don't hit like the Oreo.
You need the real. Now, do you guys like to do the Christmas Oreos or the Halloween Oreos?
I haven't seen them.
You haven't seen them?
Mm-mm. Christmas Oreos, I haven't seen them.
Like the Oreo Cakesters. You ever have those?
Oh, yeah.
They're great.
Mm-hmm.
They're great.
I have had those. Yeah,
you know they have Oreo gingerbread houses now.
Really?
Yeah, we've went down that path.
Dustin, go ahead. We're losing it.
You know who never gets the flowers thrown his way either? Dude, Kyle, your drops are great. Your commentary in the background's great. Dude,
Kyle's an idiot.
A hell of a Howard Eskin, you're an idiot. You know, how's that sound? You know, you're in it.
Well, that's for sure. That's for sure. Dustin, what do you think? Is this a must-win?
I think it's a must-win. I think just like how Kyle and Joe, you guys were talking about it. If you want first place, you're gonna have to win these games. And to be honest with you, you know, you guys were just hitting on it. This might be the best wide receiver core we're seeing all season. So it's really going to be interesting to see how the Young Bucks hang on with them. Because those are two dominant wide receivers. And you got a quarterback who can go out and pass for 350 at any given time. So I think that this is a really – I think that this is the most important game of the season, hands down by far so far, because of the competition we're playing against.
Yeah, and you throw in all the tiebreakers and the fact that the Lions beat them, so they've got that on us, Dustin. We got to get this one. All right, Dustin, what do you got for us? Actor with a wide variety of movies on the resume.
Yeah, Hog, real quick before I give you my guess.
Yes.
Just a stupid question, just want to ask you. You ever seen Tommy Boy?
Yes, it's been a long time,
though. Love that movie.
Yeah. Chris Farley.
I was watching it last night. I was dying, dude. I was dying.
That's one that holds up, Dustin. I still laugh when it comes on. It's such a good movie.
It's hysterical. How about Morgan Freeman?
Good guess, Dustin. Not it, but a good guess there. All right, 215.
That's crazy that Morgan Freeman name came up. That's crazy.
Why?
No, because it came up earlier in the day.
Oh, yeah, because we were talking about
Morgan Freeman.
Well, people are kind of in, you know, they're maybe the same
trying in my head, yeah.
Oh, that's not good. That means they're going to get this. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls. Eagles on Sunday. It's a must win to me. If the Eagles want the one seed, they need to beat the Rams on Sunday. That's how I feel going in. Plus, on the other side, we have to address something that was reported yesterday about the Sixers. More on the nonsense. They're back home tonight. Joel Embiid will be on the floor. And we'll get into what we should expect and what Joel Embiid should expect when he's announced tonight. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.